Because, you know, that was very important to the to our German-Russian people, especially the Catholic Black Sea Germans.
Yeah.
And the Iron Crosses are very important to the heritage of our German-Russian people. Where in this area are there some of these Iron Crosses? In what cemeteries?
St. Benedict, I think, got the most. They got a lot of them down there. St. Boniface got a few of them, too.
And St. Anthony's is located where?
Straight south, Napoleon, about 12 miles south and a mile west. East,
oh, yeah.
West, yeah.
Right, I visited there.
It's a little better than a mile, maybe 2 miles.
The heritage of the Germans from Russia hopefully will last many years well into the future.
Yeah.
But it's very important that together that that we preserve it by telling our children and our grandchildren. How are you finding the next generation, like when you talk about this? Are you finding an interest within your children?
Well, the children are interested, but not the grandchildren anymore. I don't know. Like Joe Blatt down here, he said his kids don't want to know nothing about that, but he bought 5 books of them. He said each one got to get a book because that's the most important, he said.
Yes, it's very important to have that all documented.
Yeah.
The heritage of the Germans from Russia also is very important for family research, and so we have to document this and publish this, and so it's wonderful that they published this in 1993 for the next generation, so they can study it with photographs, with diagrams, with family history, with names, and so forth. And you have, again, how many children do you have?
Nine. 7 boys and 2 girls.
And they're all still living?
Oh, yeah, all living, yeah.
And how many grandchildren?
23. One died. We had 24. One died.
So you have
15 great-grandchildren.
You have a large relationship.
Yeah. 62 offsprings, they said.
What about the...
But my Helen, my sister Helen, they got 141 in here, grandchildren and great-grandchildren.
And how old is Helen?
She will be 85 in July the 15th. She's a year and a half older than I am.
And she's in good health?
Not too good. She always got headache.
I see.
But she comes around. Mm-hmm. She's still all alone out there.
You, when you moved here to Napoleon from the farm just recently, was it quite an adjustment for you to move to town?
Yeah, well, not too bad. We moved on October the 5th. And that day, Adam chose from Linton. That's my cousin, second cousin. They celebrate our 60th wedding anniversary. And we moved, I think, 3 loads in. Then we had dinner, and we had it unloaded, went down to the bar, the cafe, and had dinner. And after that, my brother-in-law, Antoni, he's got a big van, he picked us all up, and we went over. And the other boys at our home, they moved. When we came home, they had everything in here already.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
So and, you had a wonderful, a lot of help like, in the spirit of the Germans from Russia. Everybody helps out.
Everybody helps, yeah. And when I came over here, they asked me, I told them we moved to town, that they didn't want to believe it. I said, sure, I can talk a little English already.
Are you fine today here in Napoleon, you speak more German than English?
When we are our neighbors together, we always speak German.
And they're...
If you go to the Golden Age, we speak English, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
The German-Russians, of course, have done a lot of publishing of books and so forth, as you know. And, of course, your son shares with you this material. And they have conventions and they have different activities and so forth. But what do you see to you, we mentioned this earlier, but I think to you... your rich roots has helped with keeping the, for example, the music alive has been important to you.
Yeah.
To keep that going and singing today. And do you get together once in a while, still do some singing?
Well, not much.
Not too much anymore.
But when they had the German convention in Bismarck, were you there too then?
Uh-huh.
We sang up there.
What?
I and Leo and Ellis Gross and Andy Weigel.
What do you, let's have, before we close, I'm going to have you sing one of your favorites. You can say forever you want to sing. We've got you have such a good voice, we've got to have
yeah,
this sound recorded.
Yeah, my voice doesn't last very long.
Well, we'll just have a short one then. What is a kind of a favorite lead that you have that you like to sing once in a while when you're with Leo?
With Leo? I don't know, let's see what... My favorite was when we sing that Small and Big.
Well, let's hear that one. That one I heard of before.
You heard that before?
Yes, let's hear you sing that one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
It don't sound good when one sings along.
That's all right.
Ich geht den schmalen Leben weg. Wird ich weit? I don't know.
Yes, a person forgets the words. You sometimes used to have in the book or the notes.
Yeah, we got the book where we had everything there. Mm-hmm. So,
anything else you'd like to say before we close? We've had a wonderful discussion here, and we're going to, of course, place this in our Germans from Russia Heritage Collection so that researchers can come someday and listen, and your family can come and listen, and about your heritage and so forth. But any other comments that you'd like to make, Mr. Jost, before we close? It's kind of a memory for people someday when they're listening to this tape.
Well, I wouldn't know now. I do a lot of reading about that German from Russia. Leo always brings them books home. I read them all through and through.
So you keep up on your heritage?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I read the Lawrence Welk book I read, and Professor Haidt book that I read, and Stumpf book.
Oh, wonderful.
Already, yeah.
Did you ever have a chance to meet Professor Haidt or
Dr. yeah,
Stumpf?
We sang together here. I'm Professor Haidt. I'm Professor Haidt and John Gross. You knew John Gross.
Yes.
We were always together. We had sang a lot of songs.
So Professor Haidt was with you here in Napoleon?
In Napoleon. He was here a lot of time by John Gross. And John called out and we came in here and then we sang that evening. And he enjoyed it.
Well, did you enjoy being with Professor Haidt?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He explains everything. He knows what Joes mean and where the names came. And
He wrote wonderful books.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And his collection, of course, is someday we hope his materials will all come to North Dakota.
I made the tape there. We made the tape once, and John Gross had it, and he liked it so well. Then he sent one to Professor Haidt and one to Carl Stumpf over there.
Uh-huh.
And Professor Haidt said, when he gets so worried about it, then he plays the tape.
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
The all German songs, yeah.
And did you get to meet Dr. Stumpf, too?
Uh-uh. Never met him.
Never met him, yeah. He died. He's gone, too, now.
I know it, yeah.
But life of those people is good because they've written
many
important books for our heritage, and that's good that you've read those to learn more about your heritage.
Yeah.
And so,
but couldn't we find out if there are some choices over there, like them here, what are, see, this your book, yeah. This is interesting. One of my John Chose's girls made this. It's a family tree. They got all the birthdays in here.
Yes, this will be valuable. So as we close, we're closing the chapter of a wonderful book and a wonderful life. And let me just look here at the end. The Joe's family, of course, is featured throughout. And here we find the family of Andrew and Mary Ann Schmidt Joes, who celebrated their 60th wedding anniversary in October of 1992. Is that correct?
October the 25th, yeah.
So you've had a full life with a large family, and I'm so glad to see that, for example, your son Leo and others in the family have taken an interest not only to preserve it for the future, but they've also published.
Yeah.
And so I want to thank you for taking the time on a June afternoon and sharing with me some memories that you had and sharing it with others. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you.